This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, September 21. Well, wheat markets yesterday were fairly quiet, kind of trading in a mixed type of action. Bear spreads going on in Kansas City, which front months were actually lower while the back months a little bit higher. Chicago ended up slightly higher across the board. So, you know, seeing just kind of a choppy sideways type of price action in wheat. In the meantime, we're seeing quite a bit of export business going on, not necessarily from the United States, but there's quite a bit of trade going on around the world. Egypt had put out a tender, and of course, we watch that pretty closely because it gives us a nice snapshot of where the world FOB offers are. The lowest offer coming into yesterday was 258.77 from Bulgaria, but they ended up buying Romanian wheat at 272 cost in freight, which when you estimate the freight, it looks like it's around $14 a ton. Apparently, they were able to negotiate Romania down a bit to compete with Bulgaria. Now, I don't know why they just didn't take Bulgarian wheat, but that is what we're seeing from the news reports. So at a freight rate of $14 for Romania, Russian freight is $17. What was interesting is that Russia did put out several offers, but they were all at 270, which is the established floor price from the Russian government. And of course, they did not get the sale, but they are adhering to that 270 floor price. And one could understand that when we see that the Russian government is forcing a cancellation of 480,000 tons that was done earlier this month. And that sale was done below the 270 floor. I think they kind of pulled in cost and freight to make it 270, but the Russian government, you know, found out about that and just is not going to allow it. So Egypt now has to go somewhere else for that purchase. It's probably going to be either Romania, Bulgaria, or France. But it's just pretty impressive to see that Russia is standing firm on this $270 a ton minimum. Perhaps they're looking at their current situation where it's been fairly dry in that main southern region of Russia where most of their exports come from. But there's still time to get the crop in and get it established. They've had two big crops in a row. They've got plenty of wheat to export. Normally, they would be ultra competitive in this Egyptian market, and they have stood firm here. So clearly, they are willing to let these sales go by. So you've got France, Romania, Bulgaria are going to slug it out for this Egyptian business. France just likely sold a bunch of wheat to Algeria, 600,000 tons. So, you know, who knows how long their supplies will last. Russia is the world's largest exporter. They set world price normally. But in this case, they are willing to stand aside, at least for the near term. So the Algerian purchase of 600,000, and again, I'm guessing it's France, but normally they buy it from France because they're right next door. They're just across the Mediterranean. It looks like they paid 274 to 275 cost in freight, which when we look at the freight from France to Algeria, it's roughly $30 a ton. So that puts their FOB offer at around 244, which would be down about $5 from what their posted FOB offer was a week ago. So we are seeing some pretty competitive prices going on around the world. They seem to be inching lower even without the presence of Russia. So that's kind of where we're at. A lot of business going on. China also has bought some French wheat, between 300 and 600,000 tons of French wheat. That's the first purchase that China has made this marketing year. Last year, they bought a whopping 12 million tons of wheat, and I could see that this year they could be close to that again. They didn't have a stellar wheat crop, and so I would expect them to be around in the world. They didn't buy a lot from the U.S. We don't really have a lot to sell them, to be honest. But they, you know, their demand ultimately will be supportive to the market. We keep hearing about India needing a lot of wheat and shutting off wheat exports and most of their rice exports. So there is plenty of demand around the world. that will be coming into the market throughout this season. Just right in front of us, we're just seeing a lot of competition, and we don't see a lot of concern about the Black Sea war going on. In fact, some of the pressure is coming from the success that Ukraine is having exporting grain. The first ship that left their port using the humanitarian corridor, which basically just hugs the shorelines of Romania, Ukraine, to get to the Bosphorus Strait, that first ship has reached the Bosphorus Strait. So they're having some success. There was threats from the EU that they would continue to ban imports from Ukraine. That has expired. Some of the countries in the East are talking about their own restrictions, but that would be against the European Union agreements. Slovakia had threatened to impose their own restrictions as well. The Ukraine had threatened to go to the WTO and file a complaint. Since then, they both have agreed to set up a licensing system for imports of Ukraine grain into Slovakia. They didn't say what the details were, but it appears they're making some sort of negotiation and coming to an agreement so they don't have to go through, you know, lawsuits against each other. And Ukraine is going to halt the WTO complaint. So we're seeing success from Ukraine. Russia's establishing a floor. You've got a lot of business going on, and we expect to see a lot more going on. So there's just all these cross currents in the wheat space, and the market is just floundering at significant lows. I still continue to think that we've found our seasonal lows, that the market's, I would have expected the market to be working its way higher through September into early October. Normally, you get that even with a decent southern hemisphere crop. But this year in particular, both Argentina and Australia are running into significant problems with their growing season. Eastern Australia is talking about record heat coming into that region over the next few days. They've really struggled, and we're starting to see production and export estimates declining out of Australia. Argentina normally would be having much more rain because of this El Nino event. They haven't had any, and they're coming out of a three-year drought. So, you know, it's getting, you know, they're in the middle of their growing season. Pretty soon, it's going to be a little late for them. As we get into October, you're pretty much set on what your yields are going to be. And we're not that far away from turning the calendar. And there's just no rain in the forecast for either of these countries. In the meantime, you've got southern Brazil, which appears to be getting those rains that normally would be headed to Argentina. They're struggling with their wheat crop. Too much rain, got some flooding, running into quality issues. So they're probably going to have to come into the world market in a little more aggressive fashion, like they have the last couple of years because of the poor production out of Argentina. You know, so Argentina looking at yet another year of low production, but so is Brazil. So just one more key element of demand that's expected to come into the market over these next few months. So I'm not giving up on my, at least a sideways trading pattern. I thought we'd be more of a bullish price action by now. That just obviously has not happened. Again, we're still seeing quite a bit of competitive action going on coming out of the EU for this business and emanating somewhat from the Black Sea as well. There's no war premium in the market, so significant disruptions there would really stoke the market here, but we don't see that yet. So I think we'll find support here. We'll chop around. We might try to take a jab lower to try to cover where the September contracts went off the board, but I don't think there's a lot of downside here in the wheat space. So the breaks, I think, are buying opportunities, and it's just a matter of time, I think, before this market starts to work its way higher. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.